Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's on line 33 of your state tax return, and using it to give back a little of your tax refund to feed the hungry would be much appreciated. Tamara Sandberg heads up the Kentucky Association of Food Banks.
Donations made from individuals goes to the trust fund of the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, specifically for Farms to Food Banks. And so our organization applies for a grant every spring to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, laying out what we plan to do with that money, how many farmers and hungry families would be impacted, and then we receive a grant from them based on the amount of donations received.
2012 state legislation made the contributions on the tax form possible, and both Ag Commissioners James Comer and now Ryan Quarles have strongly endorsed the program.
We were able to distribute 2.6 million pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables in all 120 counties. And then that was distributed through our 7 regional food banks and over 500 of their member organizations, the local soup kitchens and pantries in the towns. That's enough to fill half a plate full of fruits and vegetables for 3.9 million meals, almost 4 million meals.
A second positive impact is for farmers, where the program utilizes produce that might have been wasted. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Following up with Tamara Sandberg on the Farms to Food Bank's contributions, she says they help farmers directly.
Yes, in 2015, over 300 Kentucky farmers from 57 different counties benefited from an increased cash flow and a new market for their number 2 grade fruits and vegetables. That's the product that's, you know, perfectly healthy, fresh, nutritious. It just looks a little funny and retailers reject it because it might be a size discrepancy or a blemish, but it's still perfectly wonderful food. So farmers are able to receive payment to help them cover their cost of picking the produce, packing up into boxes, and driving it to a food bank.
And on your state tax return, line 33, even a buck or two donation goes a long way.
Because of our purchasing power and the way we're able to work with farmers to add donations onto these purchases, we can turn $1 into enough fruits and vegetables for 8 different meals.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.